Okay, am I back? Can you hear me? Can you? Yes, now it's nice. I have to see where we started, because I was concentrating on the translation and didn't see that we had a network problem. Where's absurd? We were URLs, right? And about the reactionaries, and it was when some reactionary says something, it first sounds absurd, and after some years, it's clear to you. So now people are talking here in the room, so maybe if you hear them, that's their fault, not mine. So now we come to the questionnaires. So I don't know if people realize that they're talking. No, they don't realize. They just keep on talking. Maybe they're not humans. They don't listen. So let's now we come to Joshua, and it's about asking where's the library of Schilder from?
That's a nice story about people of a town called Schilder who always get.
You write it down.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to write it, and then I read it out again.
Yeah.
Only if you're too slow to type.
Yeah.
Just say it's a town. He says it's a town of Schilder, and they. You mean Schildbürger?
Right.
It's a saying in German. Where you have Schildbürger means Schild citizens, and it's the town of Schilder, and they easily get fooled by simple things. And that's why he calls it as a saying for the libraries where people don't really know what they're doing, but they're still responsible. No, Evil Bob, not Tower of Scheiße, it's mean Town of Schilder. Yeah, he said the Tower of Shit. So he's still writing. It was a really nice presentation. Well, yeah, it's Town of Schilder. They get it easily fooled. So next question, please. How many different formats have you encountered in your librarian life?
Maybe 5 or 10. It's not five.
So for text, as you said, 5 or more. Just for the text or for different formats?
For the catalog.
For the catalog format, he says. So the rest is just what we know, PDF and whatever.
Yeah.
So the problem is always, he says yes, the problem is always getting the data out of the metadata. That's what he's saying. The next question, please. Did you take a look at Dossier? The Dossier is a project which Solène wrote. It's about classification and in the file system. It uses Git to manage this. That seems to be exactly what because you can add metadata to some text. You don't know it yet, I think. When I read your mind right, just check it out on Bitwise's Dossier. She also has good examples in the check. Maybe it, I don't know if it scales, but if you said it's just 25 million, I mean that's just the basic source code source line code of systemd. Because he said that 25 million were the National Library of Germany. So that's when you get all German books, and we're very active in writing books with German. So next question, please. Who's responsible for providing book metadata? Is it the book publisher or the librarian?
It's a mess. Everyone.
He says it's a mess, and everyone, no one. Maybe he can tell us. Well, if it's faster that I say what you want to say. He says the librarian is most reliable, and everyone provides metadata. But then the question is rather, who does it normally in practice provide the metadata for a book in the big databases?
Nowadays, also the publisher.
So the publishers, they provide the information, and if it means responsible, so if something is wrong, who's responsible?
Mm.
Who has to check it?
The librarian has to check it.
The librarian has to check it. So you're the fool. So he's the fool.
Quality insurance.
Quality insurance, yes. But where's your quality insurance? Do you meet every day? No, you don't. Do we have another question?
Yeah.
Did you hear about any other librarians that know Unix tools or even that what plain text is?
Yes, it's interesting to the old guys that
the old guys know it.
Soon go into pension. They sometimes know it from the beginning.
And they go into pension and they knew it, but the new ones don't know it.